Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio here in Houston, Texas, as we continue to hit it hard on the gridiron, get you ready and preview the NFL playoffs. We're going to recap Black Monday and some of the movement that has taken place and who will fill those positions and perhaps what other NFL coaches are on the outs. There are a ton of headlines we want to get to over the next hour, including some college football. And we're delighted to have with us on our very first show in 2015 from Fox Sports New Mexico. That, of course, is Steve Borstein. He is joining us on our celebrity guest line, driven by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple, and by SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no off-season at SCORE at SCORE.com. Happy New Year, Stephen Borstein. How are you?
Ringing in the new year with Alyssa Walker Campbell, there's no place I'd rather be.
Oh, and I'm sure you've already whipped out your handy-dandy notebook and you've jotted down all those goals that you have set for 2015. And I'm just wondering, what is going to transpire for Stephen Borstein in 2015? Is it going to be personal, professional? What you got going on there?
You know,
what's the forecast?
It's a mishmash of things, Alyssa. But let's just say that. You know, 2014, from a professional perspective, mm-hmm. was tough. I mean, there were a lot of stories that just we didn't want to cover, you know, as far as the sports world was concerned. Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, the mm-hmm. NFL. There were a lot of stories that were uncomfortable to cover, the Donald Sterling story. But from a professional perspective, it was also invigorating to cover those stories because it gave us the opportunity to look at sports from a different perspective. And, I mean, for me, from a professional standpoint, it was both exciting and excruciating at the same time.
You know, you mentioned, you know, talking about Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson. What are our takeaways from that when you just kind of step back and when you think you know players, you really don't?
Well, I think we all know players. I think we all knew going into 2014 that athletes, by and large, a large number of them, not a majority, but a number of them, were sometimes bad people. I don't think we ever had any illusions otherwise. There are bad people who are athletes. What I took away from 2014, and I just wrapped up the 2014 sports here on my show, mm-hmm. but the number one story I said was Donald Sterling. And because whereas we knew athletes were bad people, I did not go into 2014 knowing that a personal, private conversation held between two people in the privacy of one person's own home could be recorded, distributed to a website, and then allowed to force the sale of a business from a man who owned that business for 30 years. Despite what we may think of Donald Sterling, and obviously there's, you know, a variety of thoughts out there about Donald Sterling, never in my life did I know that a personal private conversation could be distributed to the mass media and have his business removed from him forcibly. I didn't know that could happen in 2014.
Hey, times have certainly changed. We are so glad Stephen Borstein is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios, and one of the reasons we've invited you on this Friday night. We are very anxious, Steve, to get your thoughts on a postseason play in the NFL. The field is set. It's ready to go. We've got, 12 teams that have an opportunity and a chance at a Super Bowl. But I got to ask you this. How cool is it that this year's postseason includes a total of 5 teams that were not in the playoffs last year? You know, we're talking about the Arizona Cardinals and my Dallas Cowboys.
I think for the Cowboys, it's a great story. I mean, this team went into this season missing one of its biggest parts. You had Sean Lee, who had gotten hurt in the offseason with a torn Achilles, so he was going to miss the whole year. And obviously, a lot of expectations were minimized with his injury. So when you saw this team get out to that fast start, and when you saw DeMarco Murray get off to that historic beginning out there in Dallas, you started to wonder if there wasn't a different vibe out there. And certainly Philadelphia, took them a while to kind of get their act together. Washington and the Giants both kind of stumbled coming out of the gate there. So it allowed Dallas to kind of cruise out there for a little while by themselves. I thought they bounced back well after that Thanksgiving loss to Philadelphia, bounced back in a big way, and they come into the postseason in a good position right now. It would not surprise me to see them not only get past this weekend but make a legitimate run here. But I think even if it does come up short for Dallas in the long run here, because I still think Seattle and Green Bay are a cut above everyone else in that conference, even if they do come up short here, it's a huge win for the Dallas Cowboys this season.
Okay, so hypothetically, if they do come up short, what is the future for Jason Garrett?
Oh, I think the future is fine for Jason Garrett. If they make any changes, if Jerry Jones makes a change to that coaching staff, he's out of his mind. Now, if he loses someone, that's a different story. But he's going to have to make some serious decisions here. I'm not so much concerned about Jason Garrett and the coaching staff. I'm concerned about what happens with Dez Bryant. They're going to have to pay him a boatload of money. And DeMarco Murray, they're both coming up on free agent seasons right now. One of those guys has to get paid, if not both of them. And don't forget, it was Dez Bryant who said last month, you know, that he's a loyal guy, but don't test my loyalty. Those were his words. So I imagine he's going to want to get paid. And, you know, based on his performance the last month here, he certainly deserves it.
You know, I want to get your evaluation on DeMarco Murray. You know, he's a kid that came out of Las Vegas. I mean, had a terrific career at Oklahoma. I've even had a chance to interview him. But did you think that he would achieve such a high level of success with the Cowboys?
I think you have to look at that offensive line and just the job that they've done this year. I don't want to minimize what DeMarco Murray did, but I think you could put any running back behind that star-studded offensive line and get that kind of productivity. But I think a lot of credit also has to be given to Tony Romo. He put together a pretty phenomenal campaign himself this year. Look at the weapons that he had around him. Jason Witten, the old standard bearer, Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley came on late in the season here. Certainly, you know, Dez Bryant had his numbers also. I think when you have that kind of balanced attack there, it makes that offense so much more dangerous, but it has to come from an offensive line. And that line, which, you know, they've built that offensive line. That's a young, drafted offensive line for the most part there. Tyron Smith's come on very well from USC. I think that offensive line is really the real reason why the Cowboys' offense has had so much success this year.
You give a lot of credit to the offensive line for the Cowboys and how they quietly were able to build that. But what do you think about what they were able to achieve so far defensively?
Defensively, it's been a masterpiece for the most part. I mean, they ran into a couple of bumps in the road there with Philadelphia, obviously, and every team is going to run into those bumps in the road. The defensive backfield has been an issue. That's where they've had their weaknesses. Teams can go deep on them. They didn't get a lot of sacks, but what they did do was they minimized running games, and that was something that I thought was very strong for the Dallas Cowboys. They did well against teams that wanted to run the ball effectively, and they didn't allow that. So what Dallas's offense does is get on top early, force teams into passing situations, and then hopefully they can, you know, withstand that passing game. But the running defense did very well. The rushing defense was one of the better ones in the NFC this year. So I think it's a good combination. The problem is going to be when they run into a team in the playoffs, hashtag Green Bay, that's going to score on them early, and that's going to be a problem. If they fall behind a Green Bay, or if they fall behind a team that's going to put up points early, that's going to be a problem for Dallas, I think, down the road.
Well, defensively, they certainly have shown a ton of collective grit. Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports New Mexico joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Remember, you can always join in and chime in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports, and our podcast page. You can listen to all of our amazing hosts right here at Yahoo Sports Radio at yahoosportsradio.com. And, of course, always extending an invitation. Steve, tell all the listeners where they can check you out as well.
You can find me on Twitter. My fan page over on Twitter is Fox1340AM, or on Facebook at First Sports with Steve Bortstein. That's the show that I host on Fox AM 1340, 93.9 FM. You can find us on the iHeartRadio platform by going to our website at foxsports1340.com. We post a podcast of our show every single day on our podcasting page, which has all the interviews from that day's show. A lot of good stuff happening every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, on Fox AM 1340, 93.9 FM, and on iHeartRadio, again, at foxsports1340.com.
Okay, Steve, you know this well. The Campbell boys, my boys, they love the Arizona Cardinals, and unfortunately, they are losers in the past two games, but the Cardinals are in the playoffs for the first time since 2009. Can they pull off a playoff win? What are their chances?
I flip-flopped on this game earlier in the week. If you had done this interview with me on Monday, I would have said Carolina was going to win this game. I'm shifting gears. I'm going a different direction, and I'm going against myself in one of my most reliable theories that I use all the time, and that is I hate the West Coast to East Coast trip.
Okay.
I hate it for a couple of reasons. Number one, the games are played earlier in the day than West Coast teams are adjusted to. Number two, because the game is on Saturday, they've got less time to prepare for it than they would if it was a regular Sunday game. That being said, Arizona's defense, I still think, is better than Carolina's offense. And I know Carolina's played well of late, but the last time the Carolina Panthers played a team with a winning record was back on November 15. They have played against garbage, I think, the last few weeks. Arizona, third-string quarterback, yeah, I'm not thrilled with that, but I think Arizona's defense can do enough here. And if you're talking about a team having experience against, you know, running quarterbacks like Cam Newton, I can't think of a better defense that's had to deal with running quarterbacks all year than the defense of the Arizona Cardinals. They play against San Francisco and Colin Kaepernick twice. They play against Russell Wilson in Seattle twice. They've certainly had their experience with quarterbacks that make a living outside the pocket. They've done well against those quarterbacks. I think Arizona wins on the road at Carolina.
We are up against the clock. Time now to take a quick commercial break, and we will be rejoined as we continue our NFL playoff discussion with Steve Borstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. We will be right back.